Blog Talk Radio.
That's some take it easy kind of introduction, and this is the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and myself. I'm Gwen Berry, and we're going to talk to you today about the same stuff we're usually talking about, the shift that's going on, how to make the best of it. We don't have a guest planned today, so we're going to accept calls if you've got questions or you want to contribute to the conversation. Please call in. How you doing, Mick?
Good. Yeah, just feeling some new energy after the solar eclipse and all the rainstorms that we had. So, all right, I'm liking it.
today's been what they call overcast, really overcast, and up above in the peninsula, or the panhandle, I'm on the peninsula. Up in the panhandle, they've had some voracious flooding. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of bad juju, again, with the mother talking, saying, you know, hey, listen, you abuse me, I abuse you back. Mm-hmm. That's one interpretation. The other could be that the mother is calling out for a halt to all of this craziness with gouging her resources and not making better use of the resources that surround us in a more natural way. Did I say that well enough?
Absolutely. I agree.
And it's been a hot, fuzzy week down here, and you've had a wonderful rainy cleanse the negative ions and all of that kind of week. Down here, it's been basically a hot, fuzzy week. We were talking before the show, and you had something to say about Lesher's Kaypacha report this week.
Yeah, the whole idea of coming through this rebirth and standing in what you want and being able to balance that with what someone else wants. And that came up for me in my life this week. And I have another friend that it was the same thing, only different details with her own friend. And I find that we're finding more confidence and more clarity when we're moving through these cosmic setups, and then we come out and we are a little different.
These are gateways we're going.
There you go.
And they're tickling, or they are ripping open multidimensional awareness for those of us who are sensitive enough to see beyond the magnetic influences on the physical that are pushing and pulling the body and the brain towards reactionary emotions or actions. As we always are in the path we follow, is, you know, looking at the many levels of what's happening through the many levels of the dimensions. I'm sorry, I just jumped in.
No, that's good. 'Cause also talking about that we are changing, we're always changing, we're dying every second, and we're always a different person. So this idea of us becoming something different, and then how do we communicate with that new different self, and how does someone else receive us that's used to us being a different way without taking offense or still really hearing what's being said, even though there are shifts going on. So it makes a lot of sense that there would be some conflict and some misunderstanding. And solar eclipse, grand cross, it's all the old leaving, the emotional going, the putting down of the baggage, the coming into the rebirth. So when things change, we're not sure what's happening. But I think to just trust, at least to err on the side of, I think it's okay, and I don't think this person is coming at me, even if they may be, but I'm just going to, or even if I know that they're coming at me, just go, okay, they know that coming at me is either a safe place for them to unload because they can't in other places, or they don't realize that they're out of balance and they're just, you know, flapping in the wind, and to settle.
This has all been about this Saturnian and energy that has the Uranus-Pluto trigger to it, but the Uranus-Pluto being the predominant energies through this cardinal cross. There's few of us that are really, and I'm going to quote Sarah Gilbert here, unscathed on an inner level. We've all been facing the shadow side. And what you're saying is, too, quite aligned to what I just said, this facing the shadow side, because we are being invited to cross into the most serious of shamanic journeys, to expose, to discover the inner issues, the shadows, the darkness, and explore them and transform them into the gifts that they actually are for us to share with others in an effort to bring us all into a new evolutionary place, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing around with all these quote-unquote problems that we see around the world. If we work on our own shadow, that's why that's happening, because of our shadow and our separation of self and shadow, and it's the reflection back. So absolutely.
Yep.
I think didn't Tom say the Saturn is in Scorpio, right? That's where all this shadow work, and that's from October 2012 to December of this year. And he was like, that's a lot of shadow clearance.
Well, if we've had anything that we've had to deal with that was previously before us, and we didn't walk up and face it, and, you know, it's like, I'll tell you, the song that was in my head a lot last week was, it was an old song, I don't know if you, but walk right in, sit right down, daddy, let your hair hang down. You remember that song?
Yeah.
It wasn't all, I know I'm a terrible singer, but the thing is that that song had direct reflection on what we've been going through. And if we've shied away from dealing with our issues, but I'm going to do a shout out to Wise Woman Media here. She's in the house. So Anita, you know, call in. Type in, give us your, you know, your end on it. She's been dealing with communication problems on a technical level that's just astounding. She's gone through like 3 smartphones in so many months.
Wow.
It's just technology fairy. The technology fae is like, well, wait a minute, it's Anita, run away.
Wow. Maybe she has to have a little talk with them.
Oh, wait a minute. I have got my info. My data is all wrong. Let me update that. It was in 1 month, 4 phones. Okay, Anita, multidimensionally speaking, I would say there's 2 options here. Either you're supposed to be incommunicado, or you've already got the technology inside to communicate on multi-levels.
Nice.
She's calling for an activation on this one, and she's listening at the same time to us. But she's absolutely no more smartphones. This is ridiculous. She has a flip phone now. But you know something, that's been one of the sidelines of what's going on, and we've talked about that before, how technology is reflecting the evolution of our extrasensory perception. In other words, our physical senses and our subtle senses right now are going through a real opportunity lane. In other words, we have the ability to evolve ourselves using all of the light construction, visualization work of energy healing and energy techniques, and in indulging ourselves with imagery, that any kind of imagery right now, because I think the more unique and individualized our self-healing is, the more empowered we are. I think that's one of the big cues right now.
Wow, that's in the remote writing that I'm going to read.
Okay.
The idea of the liberal arts and knowing a little bit about a lot of things, and that's how we make ourselves stronger. And I think knowing a lot of little things also about ourselves, that's even just knowing one thing or three things that are exciting to you and that you know that you love and you've begun a journey of exploration into, those are huge chunks of knowing yourself. And then I'm sure you have the equivalent of things that you know that you are not interested in, that don't work for you, and that's another big chunk of knowing yourself. So as well as listening to our intuition, I've noticed that my inner guidance is much stronger. Well, I'm sure it's always been strong, but my hearing is stronger. How about that?
Well, you know, we've just come in. I think you're correct. I think you're absolutely correct. The last is this cardinal cross. It wasn't a time of compromising. It wasn't easy, and it hasn't won much. We've had to make choices and get through and get on. Mars is in Libra, and bursting out, you know, the way Mars generally does, it's been repressed in Libra with that anger and frustration side. And on the other side of that has been Venus in Aries, which is that Martian energy, which is sort of it's an opposition to what Venus opens up inside of us and, you know, houses mm-hmm. for us. So and the environment and the planet, the collective consciousness, the planetary consciousness has been reflecting back this whole process, because it's like it was written, what was it now, 4 centuries ago? You know, it's been the best of times and it's been the worst of times. And that always will open your mind to the understanding that we're at a time of revolution and evolution.
Yeah, and the yin and the yang, right? The female and the male, both of the sexes, but also within ourselves, aligning itself, because Libra is ruled by Venus and Mars, the masculine is there, and then you've got Venus is in Aries, and that's the masculine sign, is it the feminine? So it really is a coming together of it's all the alignments of coming together, male and female, coming together, earth and people, coming together, cosmic and earthly. I mean, come together right now.
And a lot of this is going on. It really is. And the outlook for May, as far as the influences cosmically that are going to be bouncing off, and remember, we are experiencing at this time an inordinate amount of strange solar flare activity. They were unsure whether or not solar flares that had taken off just as they were leaving the sun, our star, they were getting boomed out with another flare right behind it that was like, I think there was one a week and a half ago that had the science community handing out warnings to the electronics companies and the communication, saying, you know, there's a possibility that our satellites could be affected by this one, but they weren't. How's that? What was really affected was the magnetosphere of the planet. We talked about this, I think, last week when we were talking about how the magnetic shifting of this planet has also triggered a lot of physical symptoms in people. And we've all been through this. We're all, you know, in some way or another, experiencing the shift, whether we're awake or not. But there's a tuning up going on that says, awake, awake, rise. Mm-hmm. There's no getting around that. May, the month of May, and everybody, happy springtime. Where it's settled in, it doesn't matter where it's settled in or where it isn't, because it is springtime as far as the cosmos goes. It's springtime on in the northern hemisphere where we are. And there is, and I'm going to quote Sarah Gilbert on this. She's an astrologer from Australia who is really, really perceptive and puts out some great information every day. But for the month of May, she sent out a newsletter, and I'm quoting her, a gentle water grand trine is starting to form and will be strongest around the middle of the month through to the middle of June. So the middle of May to the middle of June, bringing some healing energy to soothe some of the tension created by the combination of the cross and the eclipses. And that's some good news.
Yeah,
it's really some good. So within the next 10 days, we should probably be starting to feel a little relief. Until then, it's still a shaky, shaky rock and roll special going on.
I have felt a difference yesterday and then exponentially today. I do feel like the easiest way to make it is to really let go of things you don't need to carry as much as possible. Just, you know, hand relax, put the bag down. I think also just energetically also going with it. It may not be some sort of trauma or something or a belief system that's not working for you. It could be just simply being able to float with, these different energies, because I find that I still need naps and I still feel like I'm on a boat sometimes, and it even more so, but in a different way. And I find that the only way I can fix that is to just go with it, tell myself, go with it. All right, if this is happening, then fly with it. But it's a learning process.
Well, and I felt when I got home from the hospital, when I was going through my symptoms and found out that it was actually, you know, multidimensional phasing, I don't know how else to put it. And I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I was really settled and grounded, but for the last 2 days, I've had a little bit of the woozy. And I'm going to tell you what. The woozy and the ascension symptoms sort of jiggling up like a bad auric field that you've got to cleanse. Mm-hmm. Those things going on, that has been about me getting into fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am such an adept at dancing with fear. I don't know many human beings that aren't, but I'm such an adept at dancing with fear. But I'm beginning to realize, and I have to tip my hat to the folks on YouTube who do such a wonderful job of putting little snippets, 5 and 8 and 9 and 14 minute snippets of Abraham on, because that's what gave me a clue. Oh, okay, remember that.
Yeah.
only talk about what you want. Don't be going but and the all of the backlog of it. Just say, okay, this is how I'm going to fix this. I'm only going to talk about what I want.
Yeah. And the Abraham card I have staring at me right now is the story I tell is the basis of my life. So make it a good one.
That's the truth. This this energy, this grand trine of water that we're about to experience is similar. We went through one last year. But sensitive and confusing, and I'm quoting Sarah Gilbert again, sensitive and confusing Neptune in Pisces has been replaced by Chiron. And I think if you don't know the planet or planetoid, whatever you want to say, however technical you'd like to be with it, Pluto's still a planet to me, by the way. Its influence, I think, none of us can deny through the last grand cross. All right. But Chiron, who can bring a way to either heal or alternatively experience more pain. This is the wounded healer, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Out of our long-term emotional wounding. So, pardon me, the opportunity is to heal is there for us, but you got to take a bath in it. And that always means a bit of a crisis.
Wow, that really sounds like all of us, if we think of ourselves as peaceful warriors or light warriors or bringers of the light, anything like that, for us to cleanse our anger in battle and have it move in a different direction, especially if we're going to have the world go in a different direction. But I see with the relationships, like the conversation I had with my friend a few days ago, I see us as warriors. I know we're both warriors and we don't fight ourselves physically anymore, but we still spar with each other. And sometimes it's an emotional sparring. And, you know, whether you're the one feeling the emotions or you're watching your friends like freak out and get angry, it you feel it. It's like taking one, you know, a jab in the ribs, but,
yes.
But to be able to get up and say, okay, you know, let me at least be in peace with myself. And am I calm? And ask yourself these questions. And then if it is someone's hearing things that you're not saying, know that they're going through something. And I said that before, yeah, to allow the wounded healer in ourselves and in others to heal.
Well, and that's pretty big for the baby boomer and baby boomers, and I say post because there's. Collectively entered in is the children of the 50s and the early 60s that get put into baby boomer sometimes. So I'm going to say post baby boomer too. Chiron is an important planetary shift for us right now. This trine, this water trine, this grand trine, has Jupiter in Cancer and Saturn in Scorpio complete the other two apexes of the triangle from, you know, Neptune in Pisces has been replaced by Chiron. So Chiron is in Pisces. And then we have Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio. And it's saying that we have to be open to working in a positive way, which is something you put out at the very beginning, with this energy to understand what is at root of our issues. So it's going to take some bravery here on personal issues, and it's always about personal issues, even if we look and reach out through planetary issues. They're reflecting something within us. And even this, like, if you're looking to save the planet, just on a broad scale, you're also looking to save, you know, the planet of you. You know, everything is as above, so below. So I think it's really important to keep that in mind. And as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, if we're working on ourselves, honestly, we're making a contribution to the overall healing of the planet. And it's important to remember that, because we become overloaded in negativity when we're looking, you know, I mean, being an activist right now is, for a light worker, risking a great deal, because you have to wear a cloak of light in all of that negativity. And that cloak gets pretty thin. I think mine's like a spider web at this point, honestly.
But still effective.
Spider webs are strong. My grandmother spider is I have great respect, but you do follow what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm metaphorical, but I'm hopefully getting a point across.
Yeah, that grounding and that staying in your light. I mean, I feel like I've been working on grounding for years, but I think that's what it takes to really understand how much grounding and how much protection you need in order to enjoy yourself while walking through all of this adversity.
Well, it's quite true. And when you talk about grounding and how much we need, well, honey, that's what ritual or ceremony has always been about. Grounding is ritual and ceremony. So it's really important for us to remember the traditions of our ancestors, or even the new ones that are, you know, make them up on your own. Use your imagination, use the information, the knowledge you've gained just listening to other people and working with your own tools. It's really important to come through this uniquely, individually, and bringing up whatever tools work well for you. And don't forget, this is also, we are segueing back into a really wonderful opportunity to, as individuals, join the community, especially of healers, you know?
Yes.
And doing these wonderful ceremonies that ground us and open up healing energy back to Mother.
Yeah, it's amazing, because I was going to tell you, I've been put in touch with a guest that is interested in coming on maybe the 17th of May, and his name is Healer Esoteric. And talking to him, I was like, wow, it is so refreshing to meet someone that's totally on your same page, but he comes from an interesting perspective. He uses astrology charts to help people, because he's a physical trainer, so to work well with their body. And also he turned me on to this Manly P. Hall. Have you heard of him?
No, I can't say I have.
Neither had I. And so I listened a little on YouTube, and I was like, yep, right along the lines. So I think there's many, many of us that are doing these things. And so when you meet another like soul, you're just like, yes.
Well, there are people who are going to feel this water trine a lot more exquisitely than we are. It depends on how many degrees you are into water signs in your own birth chart. But Mars is going to remain the lead in this. This is the protagonist is Mars. Marshalling. But it's in that least favorite sign of Libra still throughout May. So Mars is frustrated and repressed here. And my Mars is in Scorpio, so that might be giving me a little bit of an edge, because frankly, I think my Mars in Scorpio basically shows up as my incredible impatience. And in its largest expression. And so the repression of that kind of influence would be a good thing, because it enables me. And folks, you should be looking at your own charts to find out what your strengths and your weaknesses might be as far as the astrology, what's going on with our planets, and their effect in our neighborhood, the solar system, and their association, their relationship to our star, our life giver, the sun, is really important these days.
Mm-hmm. And I'll add that Mars doesn't have to be frustrated. I mean, I'm an Aries, and my rising sign is Libra. So, you know, it is a dance, but it is the balance, and Mars can balance itself just as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that patience is interesting, but I find that Mars, Aries, we just need a good reason. We want to go forward. Can we go forward? Are we going forward? No. Why not? Well, because of this. And if this makes sense, Mars goes, oh, all right. But if it doesn't make sense, it goes, oh, I don't know. I'm going to keep it. Can we go now? How about now? 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 It, but if, you know.
It, well, in this water trine, right now, the energy of Mars is repressed. And because it's a Libra. It's like, Libra is always balancing the question, shall I or shan't I? You know what I mean?
Chill out, man. Yeah. Let's look at it.
Mars is like, well, that's kind of fucked up. You know, I mean, come on. So there is that aspect to this water trine. Yeah. It's repressing the Mars, you know, pointed directiveness. And I understand what you mean, because moving forward is the key message, I think, right now. So whereas Mars is not pushing us in that direction so much, it's not just Mars that is there, but Mars is the lead actor on the stage. I'm quoting Sarah Gilbert now. And his least favorite sign of Libra throughout the month of May, the energy still feels restrained and restricted, quite out of sync for the God of War in action. On May 11th, he has a two-year opposition. In other words, two-yearly opposition with Venus, which always happens when Mars is in retrograde or stationary. This gives the two an opportunity to integrate and balance on a more even basis. Now, this is important. Venus is all about desires, values, and beliefs, whereas Mars wants to get the rubber to the road in a warrior-like competitive manner. And I think you just expressed that pretty clearly, Nick. So it is probably more productive that he's held back a tad right now. This time, the pair are in something called mutual reception. This means that they are in each other's favorite signs, but in a sign that works in the least productive manner for themselves. This should, now, if that ain't schizophrenia. But this should help them find a balance. In other words, an influence here to help us find balance and compromise more easily, because they're likely to understand each other's point of view, seeing things from each other's perspective more clearly. And that's really important information to know. If you're walking around this month with an acute understanding that in the sky, there's these influences, these cosmic and solar influences that are offering this unique kind of balance within us of our frustration and our impatience with our awareness of opportunity and how to listen to each other. You opened up with that when you were talking about the dynamic between you and your friend. Mm-hmm. So we have a more conscious view of how our partners perceive us and each other's values and motivations. It's a time when sexual attraction and passion are prevalent. More intimacy is likely existing in existing relationships, and new relationships can be started with love and passion. So that's pretty hopeful stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, really is, and very helpful.
It's nice for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I like how so many of these very strong energies, both Venus and Mars, are all in chill out mode. It's like, all right, you guys might not be comfortable, but how about we smoke some weed, get some wine flowing, and, you know, just see if we can, you know, hang out together, and then we'll talk about the big topics, you know, but let's just coexist and see if we can sit in the same room and not fight. Really. And that metaphorically can mean you and all the parts of you, you and your friends, the world with the world. I mean, everything is forced to, it's like on a mandatory weed high.
Okay.
Right? I mean, they say if you're ever stressing about anything, just smoke some weed and it'll just look a lot less stressful. But they do say that, why do we call it being high, getting high? Because Bashar talks about that marijuana, it takes us to that place just before it becomes the something else. So we want to raise up that way. That's why we're all enjoying weed so much right now, because it's making us go up. And then the farther up you go, the less these worldly things seem like a big thing, because we're raising our consciousness.
Yeah, it's called transcending. It really is. And that's part of the shamanic journeying, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, shamanic journeying can also be called your application of personal definition and filter of all that you've learned about healing yourself and connecting with your environment, your planet. You know, it doesn't always have to be about an ancestral path or following somebody's classes on shamanism, or am I being clear here? Am I talking about the uniqueness of the individual following their own true heart in these matters? Because that's what the ultimate paradigm shift is right now. I happen to think that our ancestral templates of shamanism or ceremonialism, and the respect that they found and defined in archetypes and collective consciousness are really important tools to work with to begin to develop our own unique shamanic qualities. I think it's important. Yeah, because it's worked for me, but it doesn't have to be everybody's path or way. I think it's important to say that too. And look, I'm compromising here. I'm doing a good job with the effects of that water trine that's heading our way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what we have to do, and learning what we like, what works for us. Yeah, I mean, as you were talking, I was staring at the Mahatma Katumi, and it just smells very familiar to me. And it's like, it's the one I put on to know that everything is going to be all right and to always have utmost kindness towards others. So especially when I go to a big gathering, you know, more than four people, I usually go for the Katumi. So, you know, I go with compassion, and it's my protection to go, oh, whatever you're saying, it doesn't matter because it's all right.
I've been working on understanding, and still am studying with I'm studying the Nigerian Buddhism, but also more importantly, I've been very fixed in and deeply immersed in Peruvian shamanism and the Pachacuti Mesa, which is developing your own unique healing formulas from all that the shamanism of the Andes has to produce. And there's lots of different pathways up there, but there's some unique collectiveness that has been translated, as they say. And of course, the importance of what I do with plants and ethnobotany and the sensual aspect and scent of the world surrounding us is real connective with Peruvian shamanism. And yet I still think it's really important, again, to talk about, you know, if you're drawn to Aborigine down under in Australia and New Zealand, the Aborigine families and clans, they work through dreams, you know. Everything in this world is the dream, and their dream world is the reality. They work through lucid dreaming. I mean, now that's some human technology that really needs to be explored, because they're way out there in dimensions, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, holy cannoli. Okay. Manitou there. So we've got a full moon on May 15th, and it's going to be happening with the primary influence of Scorpio. And the Sabian symbol for the sun at 24 degrees Gemini is the children skating over a frozen pond, which is a triumph over entropy. Inward thinking or hibernating state, which uses inhibiting circumstances to develop character in a transcendent approach to the environment. Wow. Yeah. The sun merges through with the energy of Sedina at this time. That's the Sedina is the asteroid that's going to be influencing. And Sedina is the concern with the environment, and in particularly sea mammals. So those of us who are called to, you know, feel an alignment towards an oneness with whales, dolphins, and sounds, I think we're being told that our ability to hear beyond this world during the full moon time is something that we might want to pay attention to. Our clairaudience is being PQ'd during that time.
Wow.
So
it makes sense with the water trine too, right? I mean, the conductor.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's just some of the information on the month that has been supplied by, once again, I'm going to tout somebody I found that I think is really great and that anyone can find online, and that's lifespiritconnections.com. It's just Google Sarah Gilbert. She's an astrologer from Australia, and she's got really wonderful information every day to give to you. In fact, today's influences are a little freaky. but the point is that she puts it out there over on Cosmic Intelligence Agency on Facebook, and also on her own site. And those little daily reminders are helpful, you know?
Yeah, those astrologers, it's like your time is now, boy, because
they're giving us clues. They're telling us when the influences are most apropos to whatever are, you know, we can figure out by what they're telling us. Their interpretations give us the clue on when the most opportune time is going to be for whatever project we're working on, especially those projects of working on ourselves.
Yeah, and it's like having a cosmic geometry to watch an astrologer go and say, okay, I've got this configuration, and you have to have knowledge of the planets and knowledge of the signs and how it goes together and when, and I find it fascinating. It's like it's cosmic mathematics to me.
Well, yeah, it's basically it's the calendar. You know, it really is the real calendar. You were going to share with us today some of your explain to me. You have something to share with writing, automatic writing.
Remote writing, they call it.
Oh.
I was watching the square about Egypt's protests, and I got this message coming, and so I got my book, and this is what I wrote.
Cool.
We have to educate ourselves, my brothers and sisters. If you are feeling restless, if you are feeling depressed, like there is nothing left or worth living for, then educate yourself. You have the greatest tool at your disposal right now, the internet. You can learn everything and anything you want for free on YouTube or Google. You just have to be smart about it. Know that there are snakes in the grass, but that does not mean the forest isn't full of riches and beauty. Netflix and any independent filmmaking is a wonderful way to see the world around you without moving physically. Like they say in the square, Egypt's protest, while there are cameras, the revolution is alive. You must educate yourselves. Not for a job, but to find what you really love. What means something to you? That's what a liberal arts education means. Spread the genes around to make a strong individual. Why is that individual so strong? Because there are many components to them. Many different pieces make the whole strong, well-rounded, and wise. So know a little about a lot of things. Just make sure that little you know is sound, true, which may drive you to know more and then more if it interests you. When you know a little about a lot of things, you can't be fooled. Well, you can, but you have a broader perspective, and the more you know, the less percentage you can be fooled. Because most that will fool you today, they are not that smart. They only know the party line. They are actors. But go off script, and they are lost. They flounder or lie. But lies usually, mostly, 98.7% of the time, are detectable, sooner or later. But now, most often, sooner rather than later. And the later is not late enough to be significant. So it really is 100% sooner. Truth can be seen, or the lack thereof. So ask the right questions. When you learn to ask the right questions, oh yes, that's all you need. And you are already doing this. Educate yourself and others. If you learn one new thing and introduce that one thing into your community is anyone that you talk to. Introduce something new into your community, one fresh new thought you never had. Your whole community changes. Because once the truth is spoken, we feel it in our hearts. Don't get confused. Feelings about what sounds good is different than the resonance of the truth. That you will have to learn for yourself through trial and error. Once you learn the resonance of truth, your beacon is strong. Tune yourself to love. Love for yourself, love for others, love for your planet, love for all that is. You will know what is truth. And many, many of you are already there. Many, millions know. You just don't know that you know it yet. In other words, many know it and don't know they know it. And many don't know there are so many others that know it. Both are true. Now you know. The opposition, as you call them, they are doing their job. They are uniting us. They are showing us where and how we can be divided. This is the same way that this all got started, with division, division of self, religion dividing spirituality, economic status dividing classes, sexism, racism, nationalism, all divided people against people. That is how they have kept us in check. They employ people to fight against people. If the people unite for freedom, not fight, then they can no longer control us. The 60s were easier to keep things quiet. Now, almost everyone has a camera and the internet. They can silence the mainstream media, but we have known for years now who they are working for. We have our own media now, very difficult to silence. And the last part, many of you still want to cling to the past. What is still, but soon to pass? You are angry at the change. You want to believe what you've been taught by people you love your whole life is true, but it is a lie. The sooner you can let go of your old beliefs that don't serve you, the sooner you can return to what you really want, which is love.
That was good. That was some great information. It sounds like an inspiring channel.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I'm just going with it. And apparently it's not terribly important as to where it's coming from, but some part of me is talking to me and other things that have to do with me. So, you know, it all funnels down some way, somehow, apparently.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing it. I mean, it's a lot of people get great information like that, and they do wonderful with themselves holding on to it, or they doubt. You know, it takes a long time to begin to trust that there are people who bring information in and they think, where did that crazy stuff come from?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of that when we used to have the shop back in the 90s in Pompano. All of these, a lot of sojourners and seekers walking through the door looking for answers. But I tell you, it's, you know, owning and operating any kind of a center or metaphysical store or even the chain ones like East West, forget Psychic Eye. Although I know there are some that have some really fabulous healers in them. When you own or operate or oversee or manage centers and stores like that, it's a great deal of responsibility in the information that goes through the people who are working with you, coworkers, and the folks who read or who counsel or who are practitioners working with you. There's a lot of responsibility in all of that.
And, yeah.
And it's not as easy as you would think to give, because of so many different characters that might be in your environment. It's not always as easy as you think to share. People will walk through the door, but they'll get confused. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, the discernment.
Uh-huh.
So important. And even with the messages that come through, I think that's what the practice.
Well, my experience has been that one of the first experiences of anyone who's getting information and learning brand new, a lot of things will channel through the base chakra first. And that can either ground people into it or scare the hell out of people.
Mm.
You know? Mm. So the wonderful thing is here on the other side is that there are many places you can walk into right now and ask questions, and there's lots of folks in there that are positive and honest and who are there to help and serve the community and just put as much energy into a successful shift or ascension or whatever you want to call it as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So looking for your local resources is very important.
Yeah, and seeing that truth, I think that we can hear the truth better now. I really do. I mean, it's hard to say because your scientific self, it's like, well, obviously everything is through my point of view and my experience. But I do watch a lot of other people, and sure, they're my friends, so they're part of my experience. But to be able to see what's happening with me, with a lot of other people, I guess it's just not everyone. But that being able to hear what's really going on, and it's the same thing of opening up to a new level of communicating that's past the words, because, you know, anyone can say anything and they can spin it in a lovely, beautiful little package, but you can really feel it when somebody's in alignment, or you're trying to convince yourself because it sounds nice, or when you go, I don't know why, but I just don't really feel what this person's saying, or I know this is a bunch of bullshit.
You know, trusting yourself is big time. Right now, a lot of what we do when we face our inner issues and clear them and turn the issue into whatever the healing gift is there in it, I think the largest portion of any work we do with ourselves is about trusting ourselves. It's self-centering and self-realizing. That's the big thing that's going on. And I've begun to think that the only way to really hear the truth, from news to metaphysics to spiritual messaging, any of it and everything, is through the filter of the heart. That's the only place we're hearing the truth anymore, is through the heart center. And it's much as you're saying, Nick. Top of the hour again.
Cool. I'm still loving it. I'm really liking this Saturday afternoons. It's so pleasant. It's just the new vibe. I really like it, Gwen. Great choice.
Ah, yeah. I think we ought to come clean and tell them that we almost forgot it. I almost forgot it today. I got in touch with you 10 minutes before showtime.
I forgot it twice and had to remember it again, and then 10 minutes before, you know. That's what happens when it's like, doesn't matter how many rooms you have in your actual house, you're walking through mansions in your room, and sometimes you forget what's happening in the other one.
That's true. That's, I was caught up in a whole other place myself. I want to remind everybody that on Monday evenings at 7 p.m., you can hear Nicole on Spirit Therapy. And Nicole, tell them what they can find or listen to and get at Spirit Therapy.
Actually, this coming Monday, I'm probably going to skip it because we're filming these children making a virtual little documentary of their school.
Huh?
So
over at Riverside?
Yeah, Trisha P. Nolan School. So it's already been a lot of fun. We did one day, and these kids, I couldn't stop smiling. My face hurt.
This will do that for you.
Yeah. So, but what we do is I talk about different topics that come to me. Last week was guidance versus leadership. And private sessions are all about talking to you about what's working, not working, and seeing where your beliefs are and seeing if we can come up with some new beliefs and ideas so that you can be happier and work very well with yourself and enjoy your life. So you can find me at Facebook, Spirit Therapy with Nicole. You can leave me a private message.
There you go. And I want to remind everybody that every Friday evening at 10 p.m., we have Anita Stewart and Wise Woman Media. There's lots of stories, lots of news about what's going on right now in our world and the wise women in the world who are doing their best to heal it. You'll find that with Anita. Look in our archives. They're there. Tomorrow, we have another show. I have another show, and it's the Sunday show. We've been doing it for several years now. Jack Jodell won't be with us tomorrow. It'll be myself and Wayne Johnson. I'm not sure if we're having a guest. I will put it up on the social networks. And I'm the activist on the panel, and I'm working with a conservative and a progressive, and they're both great guys, and they just love to have me bitch at them. It's really great conversations because it reveals what the news, what real news is out there for us to find, and what is laughing at what's a pile of malarkey. Anyways, the Sunday show at 6 p.m. on Here Be Monsters. And that's all we got today. I hope people have enjoyed the show. We've shared some information that's useful, helpful for me, and we'll be back next Saturday at 3 with another show of the Consciousness Shift. Nicole, do you have any announcements before we go?
Great. No, that's it. Have a great week and chill out and enjoy the ride.
There you go. Remember, you know, it's all about it's all about the shift.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for being with me, and thank you to all our listeners.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night to Wise Woman Media. I'll talk to you later.